sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we promised seven hakdamos and then a huge chiddush. So in the previous shiur we saw six hakdamos. Now we are going to get to the seventh hakdama. And then advance on to the chiddush we want to say based on these seven prefaces. Again, this is based on the Torah that I received from Mori Barabi Agona Gadol Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may contact me. There's a machlokes in a case where somebody is being forced to bow down to Avodah Zarah. A goy is going to make a Jew physically compel him to bow down to Avodah Zarah, or they're going to throw him on a baby. He's going to be passive. He's not doing anything. He's being bowed by someone else, or he's being thrown on a baby, and the baby's going to die, and he's going to be passive. Is he chayav to be moser nefesh? Tosfos Sanhedrin 9-Dalan-Ud-Bay says there's no chiyuv. Das Harambam Shekam B'chay Gavna, there's a chiyuv m'sirus nefesh. Like the Maram Chabiv writes in Sefer Tosefos Yom HaKippurim and Yuma, Pei Beis Amar Aleph, and he learned it from the Rambam, who omitted the heter of Karga Olam. So it shows that even when you're passive, you are responsible. So it's the Pnei Oshun Ksubas Kimlam at Beis Bedasar Ben Rutamsham, Matos Tirasa Belidrosh. Look in the Rush, in the first parak of Ksubas, in Simon Dalid, that if they're making somebody bow to Avodah Zarah, the only reason it doesn't have to be Moser Nefesh is because it's not a Maisa. And you learn from Karka Olam Lagabe Arayas. When a woman is passive, she doesn't have to be Moser Nefesh. So too, if they're Makofef Komoso, if they make someone bow, he's not Chayv to Moser Nefesh. And from this we can learn that the Rambam holds, who doesn't accept the heter of Karka Olam, who doesn't pass in that heter la'halacha, that would mean that if they're Makofef Komoso, if they make someone bow to Avodah Zarah, then he's Chayv to be Moser Nefesh, and so writes the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Sadi Haosi Yitzayin. B'pshuta, we have to understand, because the Rishonim write that on Karka Olam there's no Mesiris Nefesh, no Chir of Mesiris Nefesh, and the reason is because what's the benefit of being Moser Nefesh? The person can be forced anyway. Kufa. When a woman is passive, the reason there's no Mesiris Nefesh is what's the point of her dying? If the guy wants, or whoever it is that's forcing her, he can make her have the bia no matter what. So mabetza ki timsor nafsha. Self called self, he can have her do the avera. So what's the reason of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam that she has to be moser nefesh? What can she do? The guy is forcing her. So the explanation is possibly that there's an afkamina if she can kill herself before the bia to the nachri bonus. And that might also be included in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Shiharig v'lo yavor. Now, Zena Chinami, we'd ask the guy can force her anyway. So, what's the sinyan of being Moser Nefesh? It's not even going to help to be Moser Nefesh. It's not going to help to be Moser Nefesh because the goy can force her anyway. So what's being Moser Nefesh? The goy is forcing her. So the answer is if she can kill herself in advance. That might be included in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Yiharig Val Yavor. And also if they want to take somebody and throw him on the baby, if he can kill himself first, then he's chayev to do so. So in a chinami, if she can help it, she can help it. But that if she can help it by ending her own life first, or the person who's being thrown in the baby can help it by ending his own life first, then he's chayav to do so. In fact, Rav Chanan, in the Kovetz Ha'aris in Simen Memches Oshei, learns this from the Rabban and the Milchamos at the end of Perek Ben Sorer, Ayin Sham Kovetz Ha'aris Simen Memches Oshei, where Rav Chanan writes. So those are the seven hakdamos. So acharei kol divrei ha'emes v'ashalom halalu, it would appear that we can be motzi achidush din nifla. Somebody who's anus to be over on one of the three averis, where the din is yaharig v'al yavor. V'avar v'lo nerag, and he was over and he wasn't nerag. He should have been nerag, but he wasn't. Even on the tzad that we saw, that by chayv emisis onsen, there's no kim lebed rabbi minei. Nevertheless, begimel averis, there is kim lebed rabbi minei. So even if you hold that normally, when it comes to chayv emisis, the ones, there's no kim lebed rabbi minei. Why is there no kim lebed rabbi minei? Because it's onus. Since the person's doing this maisa for which he would be chayiv misa if he do it on purpose, he's doing it by onus, there's no kim lebed rabbi minei because there's no chiyuv misa. But by the gimel averus, we would say kim lebed rabbi minei. Even by onus. Even bonus, we say kim lebed rabbi minei. And then he's pater for mazik. And I'm going to explain. Because we proved in the previous year, that according to Reb Shimon, that if somebody's going to serve idols, you can kill the person, even if he's honest lava of Rezara. Over Oso's man, Hezek Mamon Chavero, Pater Mitashlumen. And at that time, he was mazik, mamon chaver. In other words, somebody's running to do avodah zara, but they're being anus to do the avodah zara. And when he's being anus, when he's being forced to serve this idol, so he's mazik mamon. He's pater from paying. Why? Because hutar dama, as we proved, his dam is mutter. Shekol echad chayev lahamiso lamono me'avera. Because everybody is chayef to kill him to prevent him from doing the avera. So this is like the din of Kanaim Pogimbo. Rabbi Kivega writes, Pater Mitashlumen, just like by Kanaim Pogimbo, Pater Mitashlumen, so to Anus Labar of Rezar, Pater Mitashlumen. So now we can say that even the Didan, we paskin, not like Rashbi, that Ovid of Rezar lo nitan latzilo benafsha. That if somebody is anus, labar of rezara, he is not, one may not kill him. Nevertheless, since the din is that he has to kill himself in order that he shouldn't be over on one of the three averas, im kain, hutur damo legabe atzma. What does it matter whether somebody else can kill him to prevent him from doing the avera, or he can kill himself? Zil baser time. The point is that this avera is matir his dam. So what does it matter if it's matir his dam for himself or for someone else? Sof his dam is mutter, and memela is kim lebed rabbi mine. However, we can say that Baal Aramis is different. That the Din Kanaim Pogim Baal makes a Chiyuv Misa on the Baal. Because even if we could be Monayim from the Avera, they Pgiyab Echad Me'Avarov, Mutter Lahargo, why is that? Since the Torah was mechil on him, put on this person who was having bia with the Goya, a din misa. It's just not b'taras chiyuv beisin, it's b'taras mitzvah for the kanoim pogim bo. Nevertheless, b'shoresh, it's a din chiyuv misa. So there we say, kim le'b'dramine, b'nidin didan, it's not a chiyuv misa. Torah is mechayev every Jewish person to refrain from doing the gimel averis, afilu b'chdei hamasis atzma. But nevertheless, b'shoresh, it's not a chiyuv misa. It's just a way of preventing him from doing the avera. So we can say that he has to die and not be over, and kill himself and not be over, that's not enough to create a matzah of kim lev d'rabin, and when it's kanaim pogim bo, so there, he has a chi of misa, it's chal on the gavra, like the kavod kashyaiso, all the terutzim, a number of the terutzim in the first shayla of his, first kash of his, that a person is a chalos. There's a notion that a person has on himself a roideh of a chi of misa. But Kanaim Pogam, the person has a Chi of Misa. If this person has no Chi of Misa, then there is no Kimlev Durabimine. However, we can still learn from every Rodev Acharver Lahargo that we say Kimlev Durabimine, and that's not Mishum Onesh. Remember, we said that Kimlev Durabimine is an Alts Onesh. If you want to say it's Midin Onesh, and therefore don't learn from Kanaim Pogimbo, but let's learn from every Rodev. Every Rodev is not Midin Onesh, as we proved in the previous year. It applies even to Ketanim. Even to people who are nanas, even ubrim. So there's a din of a rodef. There's no chi of misa, it's not an onesh, and nevertheless we say kim levi derabim mine. Because it's a heter lahargo, this kim levi derabim mine. So let's say the same thing when it comes to a person who's nanas lavrol gimal veris, that he has to kill himself first. So why don't we say Kimel Derabimine? The very fact there's a heter of his dam, that would make us a case of Kimel Derabimine. Unless you argue back that not that Behuter Damo, we say Kimel Derabimine, the Chorot Sarachian. Because Kimla the Rabbi, may we learn from Ksuba Islam at Zayin, Beloya also, the Pasuk says, V'chinos v'nashim nagfu isha hara. The Yotza, that two guys are fighting, they kick a pregnant woman, her kids come out, Veloya asan, and there's no tragedy. Anash yanesh, they have to pay, there's an onesh, there's a monetary payment. So the Gemara says, if there is an asan, meaning if the woman's killed, then lo yanesh, because he has onesh misa, and if there's going to be no onesh, mamon. So what is that connected to Huter Dama? The Makor is Kimle B'Drabimine is this Pasuk. So this is an Onesh. What does it have to do with what we've been saying until now, that because of Huter Dama there's no Kimle? Because of Huter Dama, excuse me, there's Kimle. Here it seems that because it's an Onesh Misa, there's Kimle. So it must be that someone else is allowed to kill him, it's Ki'ilu Huter Lav Onesh Misa. It's like he has an onesh misa, and that's shayach where the hariga is by someone else. Avamashu tzarech laragus atzmo. So in other words, when someone else has to kill him, that's like an onesh misa. It's not mamish an onesh misa, because we said even in a case where a person's not guilty, he still gets it. But it's like an onesh misa because someone else does it. When a person does it to himself, that you can't define as an onesh. There's no onesh yonesh. And in such a case, there's no Kimla Durabine. There's only Kimla Durabine where there's something similar to an onish when somebody else can take his life. We say, V'loyasan onish yanish, he has to pay money. But in Yasan, there's going to be no onish. So there you see, it's all in the context of onish that this it's either going to be an onish misa or an onish mammon. But he has to take his own life, it's not considered an onish. And therefore, it's no Kimla Durabine. So we can definitely argue that point, and then that would mean that when someone's taking one's own life in order not to be over on the Gimel Averis, pshat is that there in the Halacha is there's no Kimel Derabimine, because it's not someone else taking his life. We could say no, that it's the very fact that Hutar Damo, since now this person's Dam is Mutar, doesn't matter who's Matir the Dam, Alide Acherim, Alide Atzmo, Sof Kol Sof, what's the halacha? Sof Kol Sof, the halacha is that Hutar Damo, Hutar Damo equals Kim Lebed Rabamine. So this is definitely a topic that requires expansion. This is a bomb of a chiddush, and we would like to hopefully turn to it and see more in the flow of Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.